Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has increased the coverage of its AMP project. Dior has started to sell luxury items over WeChat and Instagram launches its new Stories feature. Announced on Tuesday that its accelerated mobile pages will now be extended beyond the carousel at the top of the news search results. Since its launch in October of last year, the AMP initiative has been used to highlight trusted news articles at the top of the page. However, non-news publishers have adopted the system faster than Google expected, leading to them appearing within the carousel. Dave Bezbris, Vice President of Engineering at Google, said that it was really important to deliver these publishers who are trying to create AMP, and that it would now show them in search when they are available. Since its launch, non-news companies like eBay and Rakuten have enlisted to make their mobile sites AMP-enabled. The fashion designer Dior has become the first luxury brand to sell high-end bags over WeChat. Earlier this week, the company launched its limited edition Lady Dior bag in time for the Chinese Valentine's Day celebrations, before it sold out over the social network in just 24 hours. Liu Zhenhuang from Huangqing Consultancy said luxury brands can find their target consumers by using WeChat's big data, adding that because it's the largest social network in China, it's easier for them to advertise and sell products. Luxury brands such as Cartier, Montblanc, and Longchamp already sell over WeChat, providing special discounts and offers for the platform. A recent study on luxury items for Rue de Fin Incorporated showed that 36% of respondents in China said that they buy luxury items online, a notable increase of 24% on the preceding year. Instagram has launched its new Instagram Stories feature, which will allow users to share a series of images in a row. Unlike a normal Instagram post, each image will only be viewable by others for 24 hours, appearing in a slideshow format, with the images themselves being editable with emojis and drawing tools. The app's makers have said that users don't have to worry about overposting and that it encourages as much creativity as you want. However, Instagram has been hit by a small amount of criticism over the new feature as it bears a striking similarity to Snapchat. Defending the comparisons, Instagram CEO Kevin Systrom claimed that it wasn't about who invented something, but about putting your own spin on an existing format. Research by Comscore has shown that consumers in the UK are more likely to shop using a smartphone than anywhere else in the five major EU markets. The data taken in April 2016 shows that around 34% of British smartphone users above the age of 13 purchase items over M-commerce, more than Italy, Germany, France, or Spain. It was also revealed that unlike the other four countries in the surveyed group, the amounts of people who make purchases on mobile through a browser compared to those who do so through an app is very similar. Whilst in France, 67% of people use a browser on their device, with only 41% of people using apps, 60% of Brits use a browser, with 59% of them buying in-app. And finally, e-commerce startup Shoppable has raised $3.5 million to fund its universal shopping cart. The company offers products that allow publishers to make items possible to purchase directly from a featured video or photo. Using what CEO Heather Marie calls shoppable moments, users would not have to leave the publisher's website to buy an advertised item from multiple retailers. Marie added that the whole buying process stays within the publisher's website, providing a much more seamless experience, whilst also providing more detailed consumer data. Shoppable has announced that it intends to add to the already integrated 200 merchants and more than 100 others currently on a waiting list. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.